Here's an example of this idea. As you see in this slide, the number of satellites is in the graph at the upper part of the view. And the PDOP, or position dilution of precision, is in the lower part. Now, clearly, the spike 1, 2, 3, and 4, are areas of very large PDOP. And this means, of course, that during these moments, the positions that are collected are very suspect. Now, it appears that, for example, starting at 0 hour, that the satellites vary between 7 and 8, and then suddenly, at about 2, some of them begin to set, and it drops down to a constellation above the horizon, drops down to 4 satellites. Well, when that happens, clearly they have been crowded into one part of the sky, the 4 that remain after the others have set. And at that moment, there's a rather extraordinary spike in the PDOP. Well, obviously, one wouldn't want to be observing at that time. Now, then, shortly thereafter, some of the satellites return. And it goes back to 8 to 9 satellites. During that period, the PDOP is very low. It's below 4 and a good time to observe. However, even when there appear to be many satellites above the observer's horizon, yet there's another spike, number 2, and spike number 3. And, of course, one could say, why, if there are so many satellites? Well, satellites are, of course, always moving relative to each other, and even though there are many, they can be, again, crowded together, and the PDOP can be high. Well, going past about 12 hour and moving on, the circumstances are very good. There's many satellites, the constellation's healthy above the horizon, and the PDOP is very low. But just before between 18 and 20 hours, we reduce down again to 4 satellites, and then again the spike in the PDOP occurs. So, as you see, it's not really as straightforward that any time at all times the PDOP will be low and this constellation will be good. Nor is it correct to say that simply because the constellation is good, the PDOP is low. One has to look at it in some detail, and it's valuable to note that most processing software packages do allow you easily to make graphs of this type if you have a current ephemeris in your system. And it's lucky that those current ephemerides can be downloaded from the internet, as well as collected from the satellites.